Hey coaches, Adam here. As we kick off summer, I want to encourage coaches, especially those engaging in fall seasons, to start developing your leaders today. Do not miss the opportunity that the summer provides to start shifting the mindset of our players and start engaging and exciting them into their leadership and character. There can be tremendous momentum established in the offseason as you get ready for the upcoming season. Take advantage of our coaches membership filled with different drills, activities, and exercises that can start being used today. So when the season starts, there's been momentum established, standards have been risen, and your athletes are performing at a higher level than ever before. Take advantage of the coaches membership. Don't take the summer off.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Hey friends, Adam here. Excited for today's episode. It's going to be a little different than normally as Kyle and Leon are not with me and I am going solo. Doesn't happen often. In fact, I've only done this once or twice in my life, but sometimes with schedules and things like that, it's just how it has to be. And didn't want to miss our weekly routine of releasing an episode every Monday and wanted to provide some value and some encouragement to coaches out there. So wanted to kind of share. And there's a topic that is very relative and in the news at this moment that has me very passionate and fired up on to just really kind of dig a little deeper. And it's the topic of Ja Morant. As the time of this recording, just a few hours ago, his suspension was announced by the NBA that he would be suspended for 25 games in the beginning of the next season for the repeated behavior that he has had. Obviously, if you've been following the NBA, you know the story. If not, on two different occasions, he has been caught on Instagram Live, flashing a gun, one in a club, the other on in a car. The first one was on his Instagram Live. The second one was on a friend's Instagram Live. And according, if you read between the lines, there's some additional things that they discovered as they were researching and doing their investigation about everything that caused and warranted this suspension. Now, unfortunately for Ja Morant, this is now his second suspension. He was suspended earlier in the year after that first incident. And the second one blew people away. He did it again. Like, how does he do it again? He had already issued his apology. He had already had his suspension and missed his time and supposedly checked into a clinic of sorts to kind of work on himself. And just shortly thereafter, he does it again. You know, this topic of repeated issues is not really uncommon. If you think about our athletes, it's almost the commonplace activity where a player will engage in a behavior that they shouldn't do, and then they do it again, and then they do it again. And after each time, they apologize, they say sorry, they claim that they don't want to do it again, they promise change of behavior, and then they do it again, and then they do it again. And we experience that. And for us as leaders, we're constantly trying to move our athletes into a place where they're making decisions that are the best for them, the best for their future. And sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it takes some players longer to turn the corner and kind of shift that behavior. But I just want to speak to the dynamics of Ja moving forward, because I think it's relative to our athletes. And it's in a challenge and encouragement to where we are as leaders and coaches leading them to recognize what needs to be our goal, where we want to land to try to get our athletes behaving in a more positive way consistently and not making repeated offenses on their behavior. You see, there's a lot of skeptics out there with Ja Morant, understandably, in light of the fact that he repeated the behavior, that still believe he isn't remorseful for his behavior. He doesn't truly see the wrong in his behavior, that he's more just upset that he got caught. And if he had never gotten caught, he would continue just down that road of that behavior, trying to portray that image, live that life. But because he got caught, now he feels bad and he's apologizing. He's claiming, you know, I'm sorry for letting people down. I need to make better decisions and I need to live a more positive life. But does he actually mean it? Does he actually think what he did was wrong? Does he actually see the problem in it? Or is it really just a reaction to the consequence that he's getting? And people wonder, is he actually going to change? Is the behavior going to be modified possibly? Or is it actually going to get to the place of where his character is transformed? And that's kind of where I want to go today. This difference in dynamics between behavior modification and character transformation. Behavior modification and character transformation. For us as leaders, leading young people primarily, wanting to put them in the best positions to win, wanting them to thrive and to flourish, we need to be committed and be willing to do the work and be willing to go to the lengths needed to help transform the character of our athletes, not just modify the behavior. You see, let's take Ja. There's a chance, and it's a very clear possibility, that in light of what has happened, that he moves forward and his behavior continues on, but it modified ever so slightly. So maybe it goes like this. Maybe Ja, over the next couple of years, continues to living that life and continues to engaging in that behavior, but he has learned his lesson based on the consequences of him getting in trouble, that he has made it clear to everyone around, listen, we are going to continue doing what we do. We're going to modify the behavior. We're not going to turn the Instagram live on. And everybody has to commit to it. There's no videos in my presence is what he will claim. Someone that is just focused on modifying the behavior. Or maybe what you hear from a lot of athletes, anytime people get around their circle, they've got to sign NDAs. They've got to sign confidentiality agreements and commit to not sharing the behavior that is being exhibited or that's being conducted to get out in public. That is what a lot of people think may end up being where Ja lands. That maybe he hasn't fully learned. Maybe he doesn't turn the corner. He just becomes smarter. He just learns how to modify the behavior to avoid getting in trouble, to eliminate the consequence. Because in all fairness to Ja, if he had never went on IG Live and was caught on IG Live, he wouldn't be in trouble today. So for him, there's a chance that his mindset is thinking, well, it's not that I did this. It's not the behavior that is the issue. It's the fact that I got caught. It's the fact that I got on video. So let me just adjust that behavior. Well, if that is the choice, if that is the route, which is understandable and one that many young people may go down, let me just be smarter with my reckless behavior. Then we have to understand he will always be flirting with danger. That repeating the behavior will only be a misstep away, a mishap away. He will still be right around there. There really won't be growth. There won't be transformation and awakenings mentally. It'll just be adjusted behavior so he doesn't get caught. And in turn, he'll be so close to having it happen again. And what is often done in the dark almost always comes to light. And there will be moments you have to assume and be certain of that he will slip, that someone will, you know, violate an agreement, that it will be exposed at some point. For us, we can't allow our players just to simply adjust some behaviors, to modify the behavior. It's got to be deeper. It's got to be deeper for Ja Morant. It's got to be deeper for our athletes. And the deeper levels when we get into character transformation. You see, I remember reading once that our goal shouldn't be to get young kids to not behave poorly. Our goal should be to get young kids not to want to behave poorly. And there's a difference. You see, once again, not behaving poorly is simply adjusting some behavior, not getting caught, not exposing yourself of sorts. But can we actually move players to the place where they don't want to engage in that behavior? They don't want that to be associated with them. They don't want to go down that route.
Hey guys, this is Kayla with Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. The author, Dr. Henry Cloud, has a quote, and it says, "In the end, as a leader, you are always going to get the combination of two things, what you create and what you allow." It's creating the environment that we want through vision, mission, strategy, communication, and even training. But simultaneously, it's about addressing the things, the behaviors, and the actions that do not align with those things. Great leaders don't make exceptions, they don't look the other way, and they don't shy away from accountability. Because what we allow is what we will continue to get, and what we accept becomes the standard. So we need to create what we want and be very careful with what we allow. Now let's jump back into the episode.
You know, one of the things that we, as we position the green team, certainly one of our frameworks, if you're familiar with the Lead 'Em Up program, and when we begin to look at red and we begin to look at green, it is why we spend significant amount of time and the majority, if not almost all of our focus on being green, because we want to build the green lifestyle, that green mindset, that green approach into our mindset, into who we are and what we do. And we want to create it to be so attractive that young people want that. They want what comes with that. That when you live right, when you live for other people, when you show up with great energy, when you're supportive of one another, when you're committed and focused to doing the right thing, how there is so much good that comes from that, that is experienced from that, that it almost becomes intoxicating in its own right, that they want to be green more than anything. And when they do that, we don't have to spend much focus on the behaviors of red, because it almost becomes so unattractive to them, so unappealing to them, so out of their train of thought and their line of focus for where I am and who I want to be, that I don't need to think about or talk about those behaviors because this is what I want. I remember listening to a personal trainer once who said one of the best ways to shift individuals' habits and mindset when it comes to working out, which we all know is hard. It's easier to not work out than to work out. It's easier to be lazy than to get uncomfortable and work out. It's easier to engage in the behaviors that people that don't work out engage in versus the behaviors that people do. And he said to me, he said, it's when you begin to adopt that lifestyle of what healthy looks like, the attitudes and behaviors of unhealthiness no longer seem attractive to you. They no longer seem appealing to you. You're so focused, you're so fixated on doing right that is really all that you're concerned with. And you actually start distancing yourself from that other behavior because it begins to run in contrast to who you want to be and what is most appealing to you. We have to, if we want to really create significant change in the character of our athletes and our students, we have to shift what they want. See, there's a latent desire in all of us that we have to kind of unleash. We've got to bring out, and we've got to shift it in a way that it is the positive. And we've got to get our young people wanting what is good, wanting what is right, and begin identifying and living that life. You know, there's a book I'm reading right now. I forget who writes. I'm looking it up here. It is called Magic Words by Jonah Berger. I'm only about 30, according to this, 37% of the way through it. Jonah Berger, I read one of his books a while back called Contagious, Why Things Stick and Catch On. And he's really thought provoking. But Magic Words, what to say to get your way. And it's pretty fascinating, as he really just unpacks the power of words and how slight shifts and words, how it changes people's performance and changes people's approaches. He shares detailed data, clinical psychology studies and such about how words can shift our approaches. And, you know, one of the words he begins to talk about in one of the chapters is putting ERs at the end of some words. And what he says there is, you know, let's say you want to get one of your players to begin helping more and you want them to help and help around practice and help teammates. You know, you can go in that route and say, hey, you know, I need you to help. Thanks for helping. But he showed all these data and statistics that when you then shift it and start labeling that individual as a helper, man, you're such an incredible helper. Man, you're my favorite helper. Hey, isn't he or she such an incredible helper? And you begin to kind of identify and label that person as a helper, you actually will get more helping from them than simply asking them, can you help, or thanks for helping, because you begin to identify them and label them as a helper. It begins to shift who they are and how they view themselves and what they want their future to look like. He used the same thing for running. You know, hey, do you want to go for a run? Hey, that was great. You know, hey, thanks for running with me. But when people begin to shift it and all of a sudden move to a place where they view themselves as a runner, now all of a sudden their behavior shifts. They're a runner. Their identity shifts. They're a runner. What they want, how they approach things shifts because they're a runner. I can't do that behavior because I'm a runner. I don't just run sometimes. I didn't just finish running. No, I'm a runner. This is who I am. For us, as coaches, it can be one of the most powerful things we can do to transform character when we begin shifting the mindset of the individuals and the identity as we shift what they want. You're such a great leader. You're an incredible role model. Man, you are fantastic influencer for the good. When all of a sudden they begin to start viewing themselves differently, they start kind of feeling the benefits of the good that they do, it becomes intoxicating. They begin to want more of it. They begin to lean into it greater. And the behavior becomes not just modified, but transformed. They're not just covering up. They don't even want to go down that route or live that life or be involved in that world anymore. It's just been what's been on my heart since, you know, this whole John Moran and then brought it back up. And we had an episode earlier with Leon and Kyle about the role of hip hop and such. And that's a challenge for us because in many cases, a lot of young people, all walks of life, all demographics are so influenced by today's society's influencer, hence the name. It's no surprise that they're influenced. That's what these people are getting paid to do these days, literally. And they want to be these things. Essentially, they want to identify in that life or as that person or with that approach. We've got to start shifting. We have to shift what they want. We have to shift what they view as good. We have to shift their identity. We've got to get them to see how this life, the living with great character, demonstrating great leadership, how that leads to all the things they want, how it helps them thrive, helps them flourish, or how we say and lead them up, helps move them closer to winning. It's going to be interesting to watch Ja Morant as we go through. What's going to happen? You know, what's his future like? Nobody knows. You know, you certainly hope and, you know, pray for the young man and that he will transform his character and he will make major shifts in who he is and how he approaches things, that he will not jeopardize all the things he has in his future ahead of him. You will hope for the sake of the influence that he has, he can make that shift. So, you know, there can be countless numbers of young people that change as a result of him changing. You hope that's the case. But being realistic, there's always a chance. There's always a chance that, you know, he doesn't see the problem with it. He's just more upset he got caught. And his change isn't a true character transformation, but it's just some adjusting of behaviors and being a little smarter out there to not make some of the repeated mistakes. Certainly hope that's not the case. But once again, connecting it back to our world, just as we wrap up here, coaches, just want to really encourage you to the individuals that are on our teams, that are in our schools, that are engaging in behaviors that are destructive, that are unhealthy. As we're working to lead them and guide them and mentor them, keep working to transform the character of those individuals, right? Not just simply settle and say, listen, you got to be smarter. No. Got to be smarter will open the door for repeated behavior, right? Because they will probably mess up and their behavior just to be smarter doesn't change what they actually did. You're just asking them to help be smarter and covering it up, right? Essentially, get deeper. Like, hey, why do you want to do that? Right? Like, isn't your goal to win? Don't you want to thrive? I mean, don't you want to do all the things you tell me on one end that you want to get accomplished and do? Like, man, celebrate the times when they do it. Man, doesn't that feel good? Man, didn't that feel great today? Man, don't you love it when you wake up and feel incredible in the morning? I mean, man, let's repeat that. Let's keep winning. Let's keep thriving. Let's keep flourishing. Most people are a few character shifts away from reaching it. Coaches, just want to challenge you and encourage you to really keep focusing on the transformation of the culture. Don't settle on the behavior modification. Let's go all in and let's really try to lead them up. Hey, for today, you know, miss my guys, Kyle and Leon. Hopefully you've been enjoying the podcast. Once again, trying to release episodes every Monday where you can kind of count on them. And these episodes can be valuable for you, can help elevate your mindset and shift your perspective and give you some tools and insights and challenge you in some ways as well. Hey, we'd love to connect with you. If you're not following us on social media, certainly want to encourage you to do so. You can check us out on Facebook, Lead Them Up. Same on Instagram, Lead Them Up as well. Twitter, we got some underscores in there. So it's lead_EM_UP, Lead Them Up with underscores in between. Love for you to just kind of follow, stay connected. Certainly check us out on iTunes, leave us a review and let us know what you think of the show. So between now and next time we connect, coaches, just want to encourage you, go out there, have fun and lead them up. And on behalf of the entire Lead Them Up team, I am Adam. We are out.